In a word, the work of radio station WHO and its importance to farm listeners is service. Service to the degree that in a large percentage of Midwestern farm homes, the radio and WHO are synonymous. To rural Mid-America, the news, farm features, and suggestions for the farm are important daily items. In countless farm homes, WHO and the voice of Farm Service Director Herb Plambeck are virtually a part of the family. For greater information on the part that WHO plays in the daily work and lives of farmers, here is a member of the WHO Farm Department staff, Assistant Farm Editor Henry Hovland.
As primarily a farm service station, WHO renders constant and invaluable aid to Midwestern farmers. In all sections of WHO's primary broadcast area, known as Iowa Plus, the daily farm broadcasts are a regular feature to farm families. In addition to weather news and forecasts, which are the most important information farmers receive from their radios, WHO's farm listeners rely daily on market reports and summaries, along with a wealth of information on the care of livestock and poultry, machinery and farm equipment, and suggestions for the farm home and farmstead. Proof of this are the many unsolicited letters WHO has received from its farm listeners. Here are comments from some of those listeners in regard to the importance of the weather information they receive on WHO's farm broadcasts. From Charles Stubbs, who operates the Cloverdale Stock Farm near Conrad, Iowa, these words: I wonder if you realize how much we farm listeners have come to depend on the weather forecasts you give us. I certainly appreciate the market reports and enjoy hearing the farm news, but I consider the weather forecasts easily of the greatest importance to us farmers. Another farm listener, Thomas Ryan, says, every day we look forward to the weather news. After all, that's what counts on the farm. A Mahaska County listener, Rex Root, who farms near Rose Hill, Iowa, writes, the weather reports and forecasts are of great help to us in planning our daily schedules in the farm crop season and during all seasons. From near Clemens, Iowa, Henry Howard writes, our crops depend on the weather. Our livestock is affected by it, and we farmers have to work in it. The more we can learn about it, the better. And we have come to depend almost entirely on the Farm News broadcast for this information. Mr. and Mrs. Chan Huff, farm listeners in southeastern Iowa near New Sharon, express their appreciation of the weather information this way. If we couldn't get the weather report on the radio, we could just as well take the radio out. A listener in the Dutch community around Pella, Iowa, Louis Hoxbergen, said this, we enjoy hearing the farm news and especially think the weather news is number one in importance to us. Keep up the good work. A Jasper County farm family, the Ed Hammers near Kellogg, tell of their interest. We certainly do listen for the weather forecasts on all WHO programs. It's a help to know when a blizzard or cold wave is coming in winter, as we live out a ways from town and have to lay in extra supplies and get the livestock and poultry sheltered. Please keep giving us the weather and market reports. Another letter. Dear Mr. Plambeck, I live on a farm in northwest Iowa and always tune in to WHO and do my planning winter and summer by the coming weather. I know every farmer around here listens to WHO for the forecast. Mr. and Mrs. John First, who farm near Malcolm, Iowa, say, I want to tell you that the Farm News program, and especially the weather forecast, is just as important to us as our breakfast. Henry County listeners, Mr. and Mrs. J. Weaver Briggs, declare in a letter, the day never starts right unless we get tuned in on the 6:30 morning farm news. And WHO's farm listeners express their appreciation not only for the weather reports, but for other farm news as well. From near Duncombe, Iowa, Frank Rhodes says, we appreciate the weather information, the livestock market reports, and comments on the general news. O.K. Flow of near Reasoner, Iowa, who is one of Iowa's flying farmers, expresses this, we farmers appreciate the weather reports that WHO puts on the air. We can plan our work better, and also flying farmers know what to expect if we're planning a trip somewhere. The Bert Van Monen family comment on the value of warnings to farmers concerning the careful handling of machinery. Muscatine County farmers Vern Legler and son write, thanks a lot for your very interesting and thoroughly informative farm broadcasts. A farm homemaker from near Ottumwa reports, I, for one, and I think many others, depend on Herb Plambeck at 6:30 with the weather and farm news. And the listeners who count on these broadcasts aren't only farm folks either. A doctor's wife in Washington, Iowa writes, we live in a farming community, and the business of the town depends on farmers. I know many others who depend on the radio, reports as we do. Iowa's rural school teachers count on the farm news programs. One, Lillian Lass, wrote, every morning I listen to the farm news for the weather report, and my father, who is a farmer, plans his work according to that forecast. From outside Iowa, listeners tell of how they depend on WHO's farm broadcasts. R.O. Hoskins of near Barry, Illinois, says, "We don't let anything stop us from hearing the 6:30 morning farm news." Mrs. Xavier Jorgery, farm wife near Forestburg, South Dakota, described her interest this way: "I always look forward to the 6:30 farm program from WHO. It's one of my main programs for the day." Mabel, Minnesota listeners, Mr. and Mrs. G.O. Street, wrote saying, "The weather forecasts are of immense value to us in our farm work, and we never miss the farm news program." A. Stahl, Missouri farmer, Gerald Brown, writes, "We greatly enjoy the farm programs, and I depend a great deal on your weather forecasts. It helps considerably in the care of livestock and crops."
But that's only a portion of the story. Perhaps you'd like to hear the expression of some of WHO's listeners in regard to the farm service offered by the voice of the Middle West. Here in their own voices are expressions from farmers, a farm homemaker, and a farm manager. First, let's hear from Leo Drake, Memphis, Missouri farmer and a national plowing champion, whose family is a regular listener to Herb and his farm programs.
As a farmer, we are very deeply appreciative to radio station WHO for the fine weather and market reports which we receive daily, especially the farm news department with Herb Plambeck and his staff, which we depend on regularly for the daily weather, which does play an important part in our farming operations. We are indeed grateful to WHO, too, for the wonderful part they have had in staging the national plowing matches and the Corn Belt Hours, which we listen regularly to each week. Being one of the contestants in the plowing matches, naturally, we feel very grateful to Herb and his staff from WHO, who have had the large hand in staging these great events.
And now let's get an expression from a farm homemaker. Here is Mrs. Harry Hahn, mother of two little girls, who with her husband operates 240 acres near Davenport, Iowa.
"We always listen to Herb Plambeck's farm programs over WHO. We find the weather forecasts and market news are of great value to us in our everyday farming. We enjoy the general farm news and the announcements of coming farm events, from the March of Agriculture commentaries, Corn Belt Hour, and Country Home program. We get a great deal of useful information. I know a vast number of other farm families who depend on the WHO farm program for their farm service."
Here's a younger farmer, a veteran of World War II, just getting started. Ernie Mueller, Marion County farmer and GI training class instructor, is the man we'll hear now.
As a farmer, a veteran who had just started up farming, and a GI instructor, I consider the WHO farm programs very valuable. We certainly appreciate any guidance or advice that we can get, and I can assure you that in our GI class, we discuss them quite often.
Next, we'll turn to a farmer who, like many others, is interested in activities in his home community. Listen to the expression of Charles Troyer of near Kinross, Iowa.
"We listen regularly to WHO, and we depend on the WHO farm programs for a lot of valuable information. I am active in our local rural church, and we are very grateful to Herb for his interest in the rural church and in good neighbor deeds and other acts of kindness."
And last but not least, let's hear the voice of a farm manager giving his views of the value of WHO's farm service. Here is Jack Warmley, manager of the famous Maytag Farms near Newton.
"As a farm manager, I appreciate the farm service rendered by Herb Plambeck on the farm programs over WHO. The markets, news, weather, and other day-to-day information regarding livestock sales is important to those of us who are active in farming. Since we have an extensive soil conservation program on our own farms, we especially appreciate Herb's efforts in furthering soil conservation work. I feel that is the basis of any good farm management program."
Another way in which to emphasize the value of WHO's farm service program is to cite some of the letters of appreciation, all of them unsolicited, sent to our Farm Service Director, Herb Plambeck. Several hundred of these thank you notes have come from a vast number of leading farm officials and organizations during this past year. Henry Hovland quotes a few excerpts from several of them.
From Hampton Hall, supervisor of the agricultural section of the Iowa Board for Vocational Education, this note, sent immediately following a recent state Future Farmers Convention at which WHO's farm department arranged for several special broadcasts. Dear Herb, this is to tell you that the Future Farmer delegates, at their official convention session, passed a resolution expressing their thanks for the opportunity of appearing on the WHO Corn Belt Hour Saturday noon and the special broadcast Saturday afternoon. We would like to add our thanks to you for giving these boys those opportunities. From Walter Iyer, County Agricultural Extension Agent at Burlington in eastern Iowa, this note of appreciation following one of the daily farm calendar features as provided by Herb and other staff members on the WHO farm broadcasts. Mr. Iyer writes, I want to thank you for the publicity you gave the corn borer control demonstrations. The first two demonstrations were set up on less than 24-hour notice. Some of those in attendance said they heard the announcement over WHO and that your broadcasts about the corn borer menace had awakened them to the need for better control measures. Our farm department has worked diligently in stressing help for needy people in other lands. It was through the observations of Herb Plambeck at the time he was serving as a war correspondent in the European Theater of Activity that station WHO undertook a huge campaign to have listeners send food and clothing packages to families in Holland, Norway, France, Poland, Belgium, Greece, England, Germany, and other war-devastated areas. More than 50,000 parcels were sent through the efforts of the WHO News and Farm Department staff members. More recently, similar efforts have been put forth in connection with the Christian Rural Overseas Program. In this regard, here is a statement from Ralph Vermeer and Reuben Schakel expressing appreciation to Herb and others for publicity given last year's campaign. Your broadcast came in fine shape. All the workers were seated at the dinner table, just as you remarked. We had a radio on hand, and the announcement was made about your program. We, as members of the Crop Committee, are happy to learn that you, who have a great influence and following throughout Iowa, are so deeply interested in such Christian projects. We got a total of 5,109 bushels of corn and $1,608.60 in cash, making a total donation for the Pella area of $8,045.40. Thanks again for your interest in the project and in our community. Work with various organizations is an everyday activity as far as the WHO Farm Department is concerned, and the help given the organizations is much appreciated. Witness this note from the secretary of the Corn Belt Livestock Feeders Association. I not only want to thank you for having covered our meeting on last Thursday so nicely, but I was directed by a resolution of the men present at that meeting, and they came from 12 different states, to thank you for the leadership in agricultural matters that radio station WHO has taken during these past many years. These men from the farms want you to know that your efforts are appreciated. And Floyd Bloom, a key official in the Iowa Poultry Improvement Association, speaking for his group, wrote, I want to thank you for the swell job you did on publicity for our convention. At the board meeting Thursday, mention was made that the poultry industry is fortunate to have friends like you, Herb. And the ladies also are ready to be counted among the regular WHO farm program fans. Louise Rosenfeld, director of the Home Economics Branch of the Iowa Extension Service at Ames, says, you had an enthusiastic audience in the Iowa State College Memorial Union yesterday listening to your 12:15 broadcast giving tribute to the Country Home Economist program. And youth groups are right there, too, when it comes to appreciating farm service. After a special events broadcast dealing with a farm presentation, Herb received this note from the Mount Air Future Farmers chapter, signed by all six officers. We wish to express sincere appreciation for your effort in sponsoring the broadcast from the State House. The Mount Air FFA chapter will always strive to merit your confidence in the Future Farmers organization. And shortly after Herb Plambeck and Howard Haas, both of the WHO Farm Department, came out of a conference with President Truman at the White House last spring, Howard Hill, president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, who was with Herb and Howard at that significant meeting, expressed the following reaction to some of Herb's programs as follows. I listened to several of your broadcasts and thought you did a particularly fine job of pointing out what a great privilege it is to live in a country where ordinary citizens can sit across the table and discuss matters with the nation's chief executive. Soil conservation work gets continuous emphasis on the farm programs over WHO. That this effort and the work done in directing the National Plowing Match is noticed and appreciated is seen in this very recent note from Ralph Musser, Regional Conservator with the U.S. Soil Conservation Service. Even though I expressed appreciation to you for the fine work you and your station have done in the furtherance of soil conservation, I want to take this means to assure you again that I think you did a wonderful job. I was surprised to see a crowd of 70,000 people. I don't know how you did it. Fine work, Herb.
That last expression provides a concluding note for this summary. Fine work. To provide better living and better farming for the custodians of America's food basket, WHO's reason for being is service, and the response is just that. Fine work.